line.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Denver Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning is announcing his retirement. The NFL's all-passing leader and five-time most valuable player is calling it quits after 18 years in the league.
There's just something about 18 years. 18 is a good number. And today, I retire from pro football.
During a news conference in Inglewood, Colorado, an emotional Manning thanked the Indianapolis Colts, where he played most of his career. Well, it's Mississippi's turn to vote in the presidential primary tomorrow. Voters there join Michigan, Idaho, and Hawaii to pick their nominees in both the Democratic and Republican parties. Voters in nearby Louisiana picked Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton on Saturday. The Democratic presidential candidates will take part in a town hall event tonight in Detroit, set to air on Fox News. It'll mark Clinton's first appearance on the network in 2 years. Sanders appeared on Fox News last month. Tonight's event will be held at Detroit's Gem Theater and will air at 6 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples. Make more happen.
The medical field once again advances by performing the first uterus transplant in the U.S. More from USA's Tammy Rose.
Last month, a team of surgeons at the Cleveland Clinic performed the first uterus transplant. The recipient, 26-year-old Lindsay Blake, thanked all who made her surgery possible.
First and foremost, I would like to take a moment to express the immense gratitude I feel towards my donors through me. They have provided me with a gift that I will never be able to pay, and I am beyond grateful for them.
Doctors expected to take a year for the uterus to heal. The hospital says a donor uterus came from a woman who died. The surgery has proven successful in Sweden. At least four babies there have been born to mothers who had uterus transplants. I'm Tammy Rose.
The wife of Founding Eagles band member Randy Meisner is dead today, the victim of an accidental gunshot. Police say 63-year-old Lana Ray Meisner's death on Sunday evening at the couple's Southern California home was accidental. Police say she was moving a rifle in a closet when another object hit the trigger, causing the gun to fire. The musician's 911 call to report his wife's death was the second such call from the Studio City residents yesterday, according to LAPD. They say that earlier she had called to report a domestic disturbance. United Airlines CEO Carlos Munoz is returning to work 2 months after receiving a new heart. The 57-year-old Munoz had heart transplant surgery in early January after suffering a heart attack last October. I'm Melody Burkett.
And we're here in the studio at Houghton Hunterdon, and I'd like to introduce my guest right away. Tracy Heisler is the executive director of Casa Shaw. Tracy, your mic is live.
Hi, how is everybody today?
We usually, Houghton Hunterdon, Tracy, we usually wait to make the guest's mic live because I never know what is going to happen. Make sure, even though we're not governed by FCC, you never know. Last week I had a guest who had done a white pepper challenge, and I thought he was going to get sick. I was quite certain he was going to get sick. So I kept waiting to put his mic live to see if he was going to keep running to the restroom or not. So it all worked out okay. But we do obviously are happy to have you. You know, here we have to pay the bills. So we're going to do a commercial and the weather, and then we're going to come back and start with a quote and talk about Casa Shaw and what it means and how you can volunteer and help the community.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
We're back here at Hot and Hunterdon, and we're going to do the weather. And I have a great weather forecast for today. So right now it's about 45 degrees. The sun is actually out. I thought that I left a light on in my office. It was actually the sun shining through the window. I'm not sure if I'd seen that recently. So it was lovely. We have a lovely week ahead of us for weather, and I hope that the week will be lovely for all of you. Tomorrow we have partly sunny skies with a high of 67, and I'm not making a mistake. I'm not pulling up Hawaii's forecast here, and I'm not pulling up an old weather map. This is actually for tomorrow. We have a high of 67. Tomorrow night, which is Tuesday evening, March 8th, we have a low of 44, so it's not going to get too cold overnight, which is great. Wednesday is the day everyone's calling sick. I'm not kidding. A high of 73. Absolutely beautiful. And then Thursday, we do have some rain moving in. But that's a beautiful weather week that we have going on, so I'm quite excited about that. I hope everyone gets to enjoy the great weather. We'll be right back with Tracy. We're here live at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce studio, and I have with me Tracy Heisler, the Executive Director of Casa Shaw. And we're going to start out with a quote that can be found on their website, which is www.casashaw.org. You know, in social services, we always have to speak in acronyms, so Tracy's going to tell us all about Casa Shaw and what that means. And the quote that they have on their website that I love is from Ralph Waldo Emerson, and it states this: "To laugh often and much, to win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children, to earn the respect of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to know that even one life has breathed easier because you have lived. This is to have succeeded." So, Tracy, thank you so much for reminding us all of the importance of trying to make society a little bit better. You do that one child at a time. If you could tell our listeners about Casa Shaw and what that stands for and what it means to you.
Sure. Casa is court-appointed special advocates, and our particular branch serves Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren counties, hence the Casa Shaw. We are a 501c3 nonprofit that provides advocates for the court system for children in the foster care system. All of the children that we serve have been abused or neglected and have been removed from their homes because the abuse or neglect was significant enough that the court could not be sure of their safety. So our advocates, in working with these children, they stay with them and through what we call permanency. They either return home because their parents have gotten the help that they needed, they're adopted, or they age out of the system. So our advocates really are true heroes in our community. They not only act as the voice of a child, but they do it for however long it needs to be done to ensure that that child is getting a fair shake.
I like that when you train your volunteers to help the children, you're able to explain how it's a long-term commitment, how important it is for the volunteer to follow the child for, usually I think the average is about 2 years.
Yeah, we ask for an 18-month commitment, but it can range anywhere from 18 months to 6, 7, 8 years. Our average volunteer retention is about 3.5 years, so about 2 cases. And they're really just fantastic human beings for sticking in there. It's hard work.
It is hard work, and it's heartbreaking work sometimes.
It can be, and that's one of the things that we talk about when we look for volunteers is how well can you manage heartbreak and still maintain objectivity? You know, if you get too emotionally involved in a case, it not only becomes more about your story than the child's story, and you can no longer be an effective advocate, but it can also take too much of your soul to do.
That we all see that a lot in social service. Sometimes the system isn't as just as we would like, and sometimes it's broken, and it fails the children, and it's difficult to witness that for some or all part of that story.
It's true enough.
Now, Tracy, some of the volunteers, I've been lucky enough to have trained some of your volunteers throughout the years, and what's amazing to me is you always have such a broad range of people, and I want our listeners to know today that if they don't have experience in the Corps and they don't have experience in social service, but they have that desire and that commitment to help a child and can give the 18-month commitment, that you actually train them in all aspects.
We do. We try to give them as many of the tools that they'll need to be a successful advocate as possible. So our training is 36 hours in the classroom plus 4 hours of court observation. And over the course of that 36 hours, you learn about the history of child abuse and neglect in this country, the structure of a child welfare case, how it starts, how it moves through the system, who are all the players, what are the different outcomes. We learn about normal child development, about challenges to families like mental health, poverty, which you have been so very kind to share, domestic violence, any number of challenges that families might face. We train our volunteers how to gather information, how to remain objective, how to synthesize that information into the form of a court report, how to interview people, how to access and locate different resources in the community that not only the children could benefit from, but their parents as well. So it's really a comprehensive and targeted preparation for advocates.
It's hard work, Tracy, to do the work that you do and to train volunteers so that are so critical to the lives of the children. We're going to take a little commercial break, but when we come back, I hope we could talk about how CASA got started. And not only do you do that work, but you also, as a nonprofit, have to fundraise to make payroll. So I know we have a lot to talk about today. In addition to the volunteer piece and the training, I know there's my favorite named event, CASA Blanca.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. I think that was so clever.
I thought of that.
That's Tracy. She's clever and kind. So we're going to take a commercial break. We come back. We're going to talk about the history. And we're going to tell you how you can go to a fun night called CASA Blanca. I thought that was the most clever fundraiser in New Jersey. I really think that to be true. So we'll be back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With 3 great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back in the studio at Hot and Hunter, and I have Tracy Heisler, my guest here in the studio. We're in Flemington. We're enjoying the beautiful, beautiful day here. And we're talking about a serious topic, but when Tracy's around, you always get to have a little bit of fun. She's usually Miss Social when she comes to the studio. Usually there's people coming in and out saying hello to her. So she is our social guest here today. And she does such important work, and I think the importance of that shines through when she talks about CASA, and she's going to be on the Comcast Newsmakers tomorrow. So she's doing a little circuit, publicity circuit, to let me know when you're doing signings, autographing, and those kind of things. We'll have to have a little welcoming committee for you to greet you as you do all your public events. But that is one of the challenges of running a nonprofit, and especially a nonprofit. You have there's 16 CASAs in New Jersey, I got from your website. So you have the function of an independent nonprofit organization, and you have to fundraise as a nonprofit. I know this CASA, the concept was started by a judge in Seattle.
That's correct. In 1976, there was a judge called David Sukup who was hearing child welfare cases and was getting a little frustrated because he would hear one thing from the division's attorney and then he would hear the exact opposite thing from the parent's attorney and wasn't really sure what was accurate. And so he wanted an independent assessment of the child's opinion. And so he started this pilot project of getting volunteers to come in and interview the child, to interview all of the people close to that child and synthesize their own recommendations and observations in an objective, fact-based way. And the CASA system is designed specifically for what the average person thinks makes sense. The child welfare system has so many players who do this in and out, day in and day out, and it can sometimes help to have an outside perspective or opinion. I know when I go to speak with caseworkers from DCP&P and introduce CASA, you know, every year we do our dog and pony show for new caseworkers who may not be familiar with us. And I tell them straight up, there are going to be many times when we disagree, and that's okay, because to me that's a sign that the system is working in the way that it should, that there's other perspectives, there's other opinions that are being looked at, and it's not just a rubber stamp of business as usual.
I always find it interesting with the commitment level for the volunteers and the training and how it is such heart-wrenching work sometimes. You have as many volunteers as you need when you have your classes. You're able to recruit, and I think because so many people have had such a great experience going through your trainings and being a CASA Shaw volunteer, I think that people are willing to jump in.
Thank you. Yeah, we, as I said, we serve the Tri-Counties, and we have currently 95 active volunteers, and we have 16 more coming through this next class. Over the last few years, we had lost a significant federal grant funding. It was our turn to sit out. And so for 3 years, we've tried to maintain but not expand services to the kids that we serve. So last fiscal year, we served 191 children, which was in the neighborhood of 40 to 45% of all of the kids in care, which was an increase from the previous year of 35%. So we are looking to expand services again this year by 10%. Our goal is 210 children, which will be about 45% of the kids in care. We've been very fortunate to regain our federal funding in all three counties, and we got a grant from here in Hunterdon County. So we are in a position to start recruiting more volunteers here, and we'll be the third county in the state to serve 100% of kids in care behind Morris and Sussex.
Well, congratulations, Tracy, for keeping the vision and the organization afloat during those lean funding years. And just to make sure our listeners understand that tri-county that we're talking about, that's Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren County, that follows the vicinage?
Correct.
So,
and for those of you who don't know what a vicinage is, it's a unique to New Jersey kind of word that talks about the jurisdiction of the court. And Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren is one of two tri-county vicinages in the state. The other is Cumberland, Gloucester, Salem. But most CASA programs serve one county.
So you're spread out. You have rural areas. You have some urban areas in Somerset, certainly. And I was wondering, serving 45% of the children in the system, what do you think about that?
I wish it were more. We certainly have cases that are more complex than others where an advocate is essential, and having an extra voice and perspective. But to be honest, I mean, I worked in a CASA program in Florida where we served 100% of the kids in care. And even for those children where the parents recognized what the issues were and were working hard to remediate their problems, those children still needed support and help. What a lot of people don't understand or recognize is how traumatic just being in foster care in and of itself is. I mean, the abuse or neglect is terrible enough. But when you add to that having strangers come in, take you from your home, you lose your school, your toys, your clothes, your family, your home, you go to a stranger's house where there's new smells, new rules, new place, and you're supposed to be okay with that. And when you're not, then you're labeled, you know, you're oppositional defiant disorder, you have adjustment disorder, you have anger problems. Well, I'd be pretty ticked off, too. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it sounds like normal circumstances. But, Tracy, what happens to the other 55% of the kids?
They don't have an advocate outside of their court-appointed law guardian. And the law guardians, bless their hearts, do a fantastic job. But they have anywhere from 80 kids up that they are trying to advocate for within the court system. So most of our CASA volunteers have one family, and that's their sole focus. And there's a great deal of power in that, of not only having this focused attention, but also having this long-term advocate. Caseworkers change, foster parents change, therapists change, but ideally the CASA stays the same, and they become the repository for all of that historical information about that child. They're the ones who know how many placements they went to, what therapists they saw, what medications they were taking, when the last time they were in court, how their parents are doing. Because there can be a big downtime when there's a change, particularly with DCP&P workers who have to get the file, review the file, meet all the players. Just go talk to the CASA, and you'll be up to speed very quickly.
Well, how can we help you to serve the other 55% by providing donations, coming to an event or a fundraiser?
All of the above, and volunteering as well. We are currently recruiting for new board members, and we would love to have some from Hunterdon County. Please join us.
I live in Hunterdon, Tracy.
Well, Joaquin, have I got a job for you?
That's Tracy for you.
We have four signature events now annually. One is Casablanca. That is coming up April 29th, and that is a casino night with food and music and dancing, and it's a lot of fun. This year it's going to be at the Imperia in Somerset, and we are honoring Judge Thomas Dilts, who is retired. For those of you who may not know Judge Dilts, he was a family court judge in Somerset County for 20 years, and he's very well known and well loved in the child welfare community for his compassion and his great sense of justice for families. And we are also honoring Verve, a restaurant in Somerville, and its proprietor, Rick St. Pierre, who has been a longtime supporter of CASA, as well as other nonprofits in the community. He's an incredibly philanthropic and kind man who does a great deal to help in his community. So that is April 29th.
And tickets for that on the website?
Tickets for that are at the website. Yep, they're $105, but you got a lot of bang for your buck. I'll come over and give you a hug, too. Say hi, and thanks for coming.
Like I said, Tracy's our social person on this show.
I'm a hugger, it's true, from way back. In August 20th and 21st, we are having our superhero weekend with Comic Fusion here in Flemington. For those of you who are sci-fi fans, go visit them. They're in Turntable Junction. And last year, they were our community partner where they held a comic auction of different sketches. And they raised over almost $5,000,
wow,
on our behalf between their raffle and their comic sketches, of which I bought many for Christmas presents for my kids, I'm just saying. it's a really fun event, and Stacey Korn is the proprietor there, and she has been a tremendous supporter and friend to CASA as well. So the other two events, we have our 5K in the fall, and we have our comedy night as well in November.
Where's the 5K?
The 5K we've been having the last few years here at Deer Path Park.
Oh, very nice.
In Flemington.
Is that a Saturday generally? Or Saturday? Saturday morning. Get those runners in and out.
Absolutely.
And then your comedy night, is that something you do in Hunterdon County? Or
we actually do that at the Elks Lodge in Bridgewater.
Oh, very nice. Mm-hmm. So because you are Tri-County, you spread out your fundraisers.
We try. I have to say the comedy night has been a really fun event that sells out almost every year.
Wow.
We get some really tremendous entertainers.
Most nonprofits can't manage to do one event, so doing four is quite an undertaking.
We have a really engaged board who helps tremendously with the events, and I'm very grateful for all of the work and support that they do in that.
That's the one nice thing about being a nonprofit organization. Your governing body is also a nonprofit that's sometimes smaller or has specified duties for the board member. The board member can be very active and involved, can do fundraising, can be involved in governance, can be involved in helping the organization grow. So I know you are recruiting a board member from Hunterdon County. So anyone who has those skills or has served on a nonprofit organization and is looking for another commitment, this might be just the one. And Tracy said already she is a hugger, so you definitely we'll get some support as you embark upon the board. Being a board of trustee is sometimes a little complicated, but I know she, just like with the trainings, would walk anyone through increasing their knowledge and their capacity to serve and support CASA Shaw, which is an exceptional organization. We do have to take a news break here on the half hour here because we have to pay the bills. Otherwise, I get in trouble, Tracy. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about some of the great things that you do in the community, and I hope everyone stays with us.
Can't believe it's
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
Mrs. Reagan will be buried here at the Reagan Library this Friday, March 11th. The funeral service will be closed to the public.
Funeral arrangements announced for former First Lady Nancy Reagan.
We are allowing the public to come up in two separate days to pay their respects to Mrs. Reagan while she lay in repose here at the Reagan Library. This Wednesday, March 9th, And again, this Thursday on March 10th.
Mrs. Reagan will be buried next to her husband at the Reagan Library in Southern California. She died over the weekend at the age of 94. Former President Reagan died in 2004. More information about funeral plans is available at ReaganLibrary.com. President Obama has fond memories of former First Lady Nancy Reagan. Speaking today from the White House, Obama recalled meeting Mrs. Reagan and that she couldn't have been more gracious and charming. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples. Make more happen.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
For Donald Trump, the unwelcome comparisons continue. Conservative radio host Glenn Beck and comedian Louis C.K. both likened the Republican presidential frontrunner to Adolf Hitler over the weekend. HBO's Bill Maher tried to make the case that the two sound just alike in the way they speak. Saturday Night Live piled on with racists for Trump skit, and Trump didn't score many points online with something that happened at a rally in Orlando Saturday.
I've never done this before. Can I have a pledge, a swearing? Raise your right hand.
Trump told the crowd to repeat after him that they will vote for him as president. A picture tweeted by a reporter shows reporters all raising their right hand, pledging their allegiance to Trump. He told them they couldn't break their pledge or bad things would happen. As many pointed out online, it looked similar to the scenes of Hitler addressing crowds and performing the Nazi salute. Trump told the crowd they now had an obligation.
Don't forget, you all raised your hand, you swore. Bad things happen if you don't live up to what you just did.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
One of the survivors of the Boston Marathon bombing and a college classmate were killed in a car accident overseas. More from USA's Tammy Rose.
Victoria McGrath and Priscilla Perez Torres, both undergrad students at Northeastern University, died in the accident in Dubai. McGrath was near the finish line when two bombs went off on April 15, 2013. Shrapnel went into her leg, but a first responder used a T-shirt as a tourniquet. She suffered nerve damage. No details are available yet on the car crash. Northeastern says the pair were in Dubai on a personal trip. I'm Tammy Rose.
Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah is defending his decision to stop a bill to send $250 million in federal aid to Flint, Michigan, and other cities with water problems. Lee issued a statement calling the problems in Flint man-made and calling on the state of Michigan to use their rainy day funds to fix the problem. He added that some lawmakers were using the Flint crisis to funnel money to their home states under the disguise of a disaster declaration. Senate leadership hopes to address Lee's concern and vote on the bill sometime this week. Prices are going up a little at the pump. The latest Lundberg survey released yesterday shows the national average for regular is $1.84 a gallon. That's up 7 cents over the past 2 weeks, but it's 70 cents a gallon lower than the average price a year ago. Prices in Los Angeles are the highest in the lower 48 states at an average of $2.51 a gallon. Drivers in Tucson, Arizona are paying the lowest, $1.33. I'm Melody Burkett.
And we're back here in the studio at Hot 100 Inn. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. I have Tracy Heisler with me. We're talking about Casa Shaw and about children. And Tracy just gave us a litany of the four fundraisers that help to support Casa Shaw and the great work they do in the community. And I would definitely encourage you to go on their website and get your tickets for Casa Blanca for $105, which is money well spent to support Casa Shaw. And I wanted to just remind everyone that an estimated 686,000 children are the victims of child abuse and neglect each year. And we'd love to see Tracy be able to serve 100% of the children in the court system, where they're serving 45% now, and we'll be increasing it next year. So they definitely need our assistance to be able to support them either as a volunteer or as a board member. And Tracy, I think you have another new initiative and a way people can get involved with the Traveling Tutor Program.
We do. One of the things that people don't really think about are the consequences to children educationally of being in foster care. Nationally, only 50% of kids in care will graduate from high school, and less than 3% will graduate from college.
Did you say less than 3%?
That's what I said.
Less than 3% of the children in care will graduate from college.
Yep. And if you think about it, it makes sense that if a kid is constantly scanning the environment looking for danger, that they're not utilizing the dual process of figuring out how to do algebra at the same time.
And yet we know college is what moves people out of poverty. We know college is able to, upon graduation, find the jobs that pay above a living wage job. And yet we have 3% of the kids involved in the court system that are able to graduate from college.
Absolutely. We're losing a whole generation of potential. So in looking at how to address this with the kids that we serve, we found that hiring tutors was prohibitively expensive, that transportation is an issue. So we hit upon a partnership with the Children's Hope Initiative in Somerset County, which has funded the traveling tutors. We're utilizing CASA volunteers, people that we know and trust, with educational backgrounds to go into the home to provide tutoring services at half the rate of a regular tutor, about $25 an hour, and work with these kids to help bring their grades up and get them back on par. One of our big success stories is our traveling tutor, Patty Hernandez, who actually lives here in Flemington. And Patty worked last year with a young lady who was 2 years behind in school. For those of you who aren't really familiar with some of the consequences of foster care, every time a child is moved, a placement changes, they lose about 6 months of functioning as they try to get back up to speed. So if you think the average child in New Jersey is moved 3 times, kids are on average 18 months behind where they are expected to be. So Patty was working with this young lady who was 2 years behind in school and was able to bring her back up to grade level. And she started school in September with her peers, and that was a huge win. We have another child that has had a lot of reading troubles, and the tutor's been working with her for several months and recognized some of the signs of dyslexia. And so they're working on getting a referral to have the child assessed to make sure that any barriers to learning are being identified and remediated.
That's an amazing success story. Mm-hmm. It really is. And, you know, in our work, Tracy, we have to take a win when we can take it, and we have to look at each child and see some of the progress. Otherwise, you can get lost in the numbers, and it almost seems like an epidemic to me. I can't believe that we can't do more. But at least you're doing something. You're, you know, trying to resolve the problem where you find it, coming up with different solutions, and the traveling tutor sounds like such a great thing, and obviously it's already had results.
Yeah, and one of the other initiatives that we've been doing for a while that is near and dear to my heart is the Family Search and Connect. It's too many kids who age out of the system. They've been out of the home for so many years, they've lost track of any kind of connection with their biological families. So we have some volunteers who work specifically looking for missing relatives or family friends who the child may have known to try to build some of those connections before the child ages out of the system so they're not left alone.
And what made you start that initiative?
My mom grew up in foster care, and she did not have any support systems. And over the years, we have spent a lot of time and energy trying to track down her missing siblings. And at this point, we have found six of them so far. We think there's two more to find.
Oh, wow. That must have been an incredible journey with her.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's really interesting because, you know, now at 50 years old, I suddenly have aunts and uncles and cousins and things that I never knew. People who look like me or chubby like me. It's pretty awesome.
And that's a unique story. I hope one day you'll maybe get your mom in here and talk about that story and that journey, because I bet there's a book in there, Tracy.
It's three quarters done. Someday.
All right. Someday is a good day. That's what we like to say around here. Now, can you tell us about something you taught me the last time you were here, which is about Child Abuse Prevention Month and wearing blue?
Yeah. April is nationally known as Child Abuse Prevention Month, and the symbol for that is the color blue. So a few years ago, we've started partnering with some of our friends in the community and other CASA programs around the state to have a Go Blue for CASA Day. Here at Shaw, our Go Blue for CASA Day is April 15th, but you could pick any day in April if that works for you.
You have it on tax day, so to try to cheer people up as they write their taxes to be payable to the IRS.
I hadn't thought about it being tax day, but if you're paying that much, kick in $5 more.
Absolutely, absolutely, and that'll cheer me up. And then people like offices that are doing the Wear Go Blue Day can send you pictures of the office staff, everyone wearing blue, and you could post it on
Absolutely.
Your social media.
And we have some who, it was originally designed as a dress down day with blue jeans. And for those companies that can't do that, wear a blue shirt, wear a blue tie, wear your blue khakis. But if nothing else, it sends a powerful message to kids who see that they are not forgotten.
It is nice to stand up. If you can't be a volunteer for CASA Shaw, or you can't be a board member, or you can't do one of the four different events that are going on, and I can't believe you can't do one of these, 5K, Comedy Night, Casablanca, or the superhero comic fusion for those who like the comic sci-fi little kick there, then at least wear blue in April as Child Abuse Prevention Month. I have to say that it cheers me up a lot to see the different things on social media. When it was February for Wear Red, Go Heart Day, mm-hmm. To bring awareness to heart attacks, which are more of a fatality for women than for men, but seem to go undiagnosed. I love seeing the pictures of everyone in red, and you feel a unified voice and doing the work you do every day. It's nice to know that people who will stand up for one day and wear blue, kick in the $5 or the $50 or whatever donation they want to do for the day. But it's an easy day to remember because it is when we have to have our taxes done, April 15th. So if people wanted their office to get involved, how would they go about implementing that day?
They can send an email to info@casashaw.org, casashaw.org, or you can call me, Tracy, at 908-689-5515, and I'll be happy to get you all of the materials. Governor Christie has been very diligent every April about having a proclamation for Child Abuse Prevention Month, as have the freeholders in Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren County. Last week we had the opportunity, one of our board members and I, to go to the Hunterdon Freeholders meeting where they read their proclamation, recognizing that child abuse and neglect is a significant issue in our community and calling out the good works of CASA volunteers in helping to support the needs of those children.
That's excellent, Tracy. And I always say radio time goes faster than any other time. So we're going to pause for a commercial break, but we'll be back with you to talk a little bit more about CASA Shaw and the work you're doing in the community to help the children who are victims of child abuse and neglect. And remember, everyone, 686,000 children last year, and each and every year, that's 686,000 children. So it certainly is a topic that we want to learn a little bit more about and try to get involved if we can. Stay with us.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, we are walking in the sunshine today. It is absolutely beautiful out, and we have a beautiful weather week. We don't have to worry about the rain until Thursday. I say Wednesday, call in sick tomorrow, call in sick both days. Enjoy the sunshine. Have a little walk in the sunshine. Go for a run. Get ready for Tracy's 5K in the fall. It's never too early to start training. That's my way of thinking about things. We've been covering a lot of ground here with Tracy and with Casa Shaw. Just to remind everyone, you can any questions you have about anything we covered today, you can email info@casashaw.org, and you will certainly get a response to that.
Except for Wednesday. I'm working in my yard.
She said that now, but it's really the weather commercial that she heard. So it's going to be going to have a nice weather day on Wednesday. So give a call out to Tracy either by email or give a call. Join the Go Blue on April 15th, or maybe look into becoming a Casa Shaw volunteer or supporting their events. We were talking about the numbers across the country of children that are victims of child abuse and neglect each year, which is 686,000, which I'm sure is a low estimate. And in New Jersey, we know, Tracy, that number to be
9,000 to 10,000 annually.
9,000 to 10,000 annually, and that is just too many. It's just too many children. And then to learn, you know, we've always on Hot and Hunterdon talked about different things with poverty and factors and how we can try to help our families that are in poverty and our communities that are in poverty. And certainly there's nothing greater than being able to help a child. And when we learn about the numbers and how they're stacked up against the children who are victims of child abuse and neglect, who end up in the system and who sometimes have only one advocate, and that is their Casa Shaw advocate. We know we have to do something. We know we have to support our communities and our children. Some of the listeners may know I have a support and sponsor of a reading room with the Fullsburg Police Department on Saturdays from 1 to 4. We give away free books and we do literacy activities. We know education is the way out, and unfortunately, our children that are victims of child abuse or neglect don't always have the opportunity to flourish and thrive. So consider maybe being a traveling tutor and get those numbers up. Maybe when you come back again, Tracy, or we look at some numbers next year, we can increase that 3% graduating college to 5%.
That would be so fantastic.
It's difficult work that you do, Tracy. We have about 10 minutes left in the program, and I was hoping we could cover a little bit about some of the ways to recruit volunteers, and if you could just kind of guide us through the time commitment again, and just make sure that if people are listening and they're thinking about this, that they're aware of what would be expected.
Sure, and we always ask people to be fully informed before they come to do this work, because one of the things that is the absolute saddest is if you go through the training, you're sworn in as an advocate, we assign you to a child, and you decide, oh, this isn't what I want to do. You become another loss, another adult that kids can't trust to be there. And building that level of trust is a huge and important part of being an effective advocate for the children that we serve. So we offer training twice a year, in the spring and in the fall. We're currently underway with our class of 16. It's 36 hours of in-class, as I mentioned before, with an 18-month commitment. You need to be over 21 years of age with no record in the child abuse registry, sexual abuse registry, criminal history. You need to be somebody who has an abundance of common sense. You don't have to have a bachelor's or master's or PhD to do this work, but you do need to be somebody who cares and somebody who can look at a situation objectively, to gather facts, to synthesize that information and put it into a coherent court report with very targeted recommendations for that child or sibling group. We talk to a number of people, not just the child themselves, but their foster parents, their biological parents, their therapists, their guidance counselors, their daycare providers, anybody close to them. We have regular contact with the child's caseworker through DCP&P.
And for people who don't know, it's alphabet soup here. So DCP&P, people may know that as formerly DIFAS, or the Division of Child Protection and Permanency.
That's it. I'm still just trying to remember the DCP&P part. I still want to say DIFAS every time. But the advocate becomes an integral part of the child's child welfare case, but is not a mentor or a family friend or anything like that. You have to be able to be engaged enough to be trusted and to gather this information, but far enough away that when this child goes home or is adopted or ages out of the system, that you are not another loss for them. And it's a fine line to walk.
And for the children that you serve, the 191 children, you will continue to serve them as long as they're in the court system.
Correct.
So it doesn't end at the end of the year. You say, okay, we met our level of service. We're getting, 45 new kids or 45% of the total docket. You continue to stay with the children until they're no longer in the system?
That's correct. That's our policy, that we stay with kids until permanency is achieved, however long that takes. We have a child this year who's turning 21, and she's the last of a sibling group that we've had for 10 years. We're in it for the long haul.
And the average length of time a child is with CASA?
It's about 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Which is about as long as the volunteers are staying,
exactly.
Which is nice. A lot of consistency there, which is really important. And the number of traveling tutors that you're trying to recruit this year?
Right now we have 6 tutors, and we're taking referrals for obviously the children that we serve. One of the barriers that we have found is tutors willing to drive significant distances like Hackensack or East Orange. So if you have a background in education and this is something that you're interested in doing, please do contact us with the caveat that you might be asked to drive a significant distance.
Well, they can listen to Hot and Hunter when they're driving. Learn more about all the different resources in the community and ways we can strengthen our community. So I want to make sure that we give people time to analyze and write down the different events that are going on, because I know it can be a little confusing. So tickets for Casablanca are on your website.
Yes.
And that event is April 29th, and they can log on to www.casashaw.org.
Yep.
Okay. And right on that homepage, you'll see a video of Tracy, actually, from Comcast Newsmakers.
Don't judge me.
It's a lovely video. A lovely video. So you can do that. You can learn more from their Facebook page about their three other fundraiser events, which are going on later in the year, August, the fall, and November. You can try to be a traveling tutor, get a little more information about that if you're able to travel and perhaps you have an educational background. You can get involved in that manner. You can be a CASA volunteer. And your next training class, when you would be recruiting?
We will start recruiting the end of July. Okay. We'll be offering information sessions, which we ask all volunteers to go through for that reason that I spoke of earlier, of making sure that everybody understands exactly what is being asked of them before you spend a lot of time doing this. So our first orientation information session will be at the end of July. They'll run through August. Along with that, we haven't scared you off from there.
Tracy, I don't think you could scare anyone.
We actively try. We have a very in-depth and nosy interview where we find out about who you are, what your story is, where you're from, why do you want to do this work, in part because we need to know who people are who are going to be around these children who are already vulnerable. But people with trauma backgrounds are often drawn to do this work because they want to come and help. And having a trauma background does not exclude you from being an advocate. We just need to know that you've processed your story so that when you do become an advocate, it's about the child and their story and not yours. So training for the fall begins in September.
Okay, so you found about six different ways you can help or be a board member. We didn't mention that. That was the final thing, to be a board member to help Casashaw. And this is because there are 9,000 to 10,000 children in New Jersey that have some type of child abuse or neglect that they have experienced or they're involved in the court, which is a considerable number. So, Tracy, we have just under a minute left. I don't know how it goes so quickly, but it certainly does. And I want to thank you for all the work you do for Casashaw and in the community on behalf of children, setting an example of how we can all do a little bit of good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I just want to leave with a rah-rah go team for people listening that you can do something to make a difference. It doesn't have to be a big or grand gesture, but even just taking dinner over for a struggling mom, supporting a child in the neighborhood who maybe doesn't have a lot of supervision and being that trusted and caring adult, and just one person at a time.
That's how we change the community. And if that doesn't work, Tracy's rah-rah pep talk, just remember when you go to do your taxes, give a donation to Casashaw and organize a Go Blue. And you could do that by contacting Tracy at info@casashaw.org. But don't do it on Wednesday because she has some gardening to do. And I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. And I thank you all for staying with us today at Hot and Hunterdon. And have a great warm weather week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Melanie Marquette.
Mrs. Reagan will be buried here at the Reagan Library this Friday, March 11th. The funeral service will be closed to the public.
Funeral arrangements announced for former First Lady Nancy Reagan.
We are allowing the public to come up in two separate days to pay their respects to Mrs. Reagan while she lay in repose here at the Reagan Library. This Wednesday,